it possible? Can this be our Thursday? We still have so much left to do with this week. Music and dancing, more workshops and worship, not to mention the ice cream we still have to eat. I have a couple items that are lost and found, a lovely button bracelet and a key. 117. I have a few announcements for you, but first, I have a guest announcer today. Come on up, Logan. This is someone who has noticed something interesting here at Kenyon that he's excited about. And he's got a little something to tell you, so you can check it out and be excited, too.
Well, if you haven't noticed that behind those doors, if you walk into the place, if you walk through the side door of Rossi Hall, there are a bunch of Ammonites in the floor everywhere, along with the three buildings next to us, not counting, what was it? Mather, Sam Mather, not counting Sam Mather, there are Ammonites all over the steps and on a few of the floors. And there are a few more stairs. If you go down by the swimming pool area, in the swimming pool area, on the stairs there are some.
I had no idea.
I just found that out today, actually. So, they're everywhere.
Thank you, Logan. Thank you, Logan. So did you know that? You should look at them. They're pretty cool. He's right. All right. SI t-shirts. Do you have one already? Because guess what? If you don't, you have an opportunity tomorrow when the last shopping session is in the bookstore at lunchtime from 12:30 to 1:30 to get yours. And they're only $7 now. Yep. Parents of youth, we would like for you to know about a dialogue that some of our youth are having in case you want to be a part of it. There is a conversation going on about whether they will have music with explicit language at their late night or tomorrow evening. If you have concerns about the possibility, we encourage you to continue the conversation with your youth. Pittsburgh First Unitarian, tomorrow at noon, 12 p.m. in front of Pierce Hall, you will have your photo together. The labyrinth between the chapel and Ransom Hall will be taken apart Friday. That's tomorrow afternoon at 1 p.m. This will not take long, so be there promptly to help if you helped set it up or if you want to see how this outdoor labyrinth was put together. Are you still looking for a wonderful working opportunity at SI? I know some of you would like a wonderful opportunity. Feeling low because John Murphy hasn't given you one? Didn't see a work shift on your salmon-colored sheet or didn't get one at registration? Well, you can stop fretting because there are still great and very important work shifts available, especially helping folks move on Saturday and checking dorms for items left behind. Your planning committee will especially appreciate that part, but helping people move is going to be enormously helpful on Saturday. If you are one of those poor lost souls or would like to expand your work shift opportunity with another one, see John Murphy ASAP. We need some support with those things. And I believe that's it for me. Thank you.
And I wanted to be first. Thought that child sliding would do it for me, didn't you? No. So, is everybody rebooted? Everybody feeling rebooted and connected? I've seen a lot of pink hair out there, and I guess that comes from that body art lady. I don't see her out there. I don't know why. But I hope you're feeling rebooted, and I have a couple of announcements. Has anyone lost a tooth? I mean the little kind, not the dentures. I don't see too many of them out here. Anyway, if you know anybody who has, tell them that they get paid double. This was what I was told by the tooth fairy. Make sure they know they get paid. Make sure they know that they get paid double. Also, if you have a birthday and you're over 30, you will actually begin to get younger. If you have training wheels and you're just about to get off them or you have gotten off them, you can thank the fairies. It's the fairies that do the training wheels. They're the ones that are helping you fly away. Some of you have found maybe some beautiful boxes of art around from the art fairy. Have any of you found art? Yes. Yes, around. I want to give a big shout out to the art fairy. That's the art fairy's doing, and I'm very grateful for it. So we have a lot of other, I know you've been studying social media. I wanted to let you know that we fairies invented the internet. I mean, you don't see it either, right? So just so you know, we're the ones that invented the internet. And also, I do have one little complaint, just a tiny little complaint about SI. You know when you sing no fancy style at the welcome table? So I'm not invited? I'm Amber Scott at Monte Carlo Nights, not invited? Jim Scott at Body Arts, not invited? I mean, let's, come on, fancy, fancy, fancy. We have to include us all. Finally, I want to clear up a little misconception that has come out in your print media about a certain bout, a certain arm wrestling bout, which is really just a research project to find out what happens to expired testosterone. And apparently the date has been made inaccurate by a certain person who thinks he's going to lose, so no one will show up. It will actually be tonight in the pub after small ensembles. Tonight, not tomorrow. And furthermore, I understand that I have been chosen as the undercard to fight with Titania, who has a really butch name, and she's trying to scare me with it. But instead, I throw down the fairy gauntlet. Bring it on, Titania. Bring it on. I'll see you there. I'll see you there at the underpants. We're going to get it. We're going to rock that underpants or whatever. You know, it's all fun and games until someone gets hurt, and then it's hysterical. In conclusion, if you think it's the fairies that bring the SI magic, you're wrong. It's really all of you and your bowls of light. Toodaloo.
That was amazing. Yonder come day is a breaking. Yonder come day, oh my soul. Yonder come day is a breaking. Yonder come day, oh my soul. Yonder come day is a breaking. Sun is a rising in my soul. Yonder come day is a breaking. Sun is a rising in my soul. Let's try the whole thing through once together. Yonder come day, day is a breaking. Yonder come day, oh my soul. Yonder come day, day is a breaking. Sun is arising in my soul.
An awe so quiet, I don't know when it began. A gratitude had begun to sing in me. Was there some moment dividing song from no song? When does dewfall begin? When does night fold its arms over our hearts to cherish them? When is daybreak?
Let's sing once through. Yonder come day, day is a breaking. Yonder come day, oh my soul. Yonder come day, day is a breaking. Sun is arising in my soul. So it's an ancient Christian tradition to have worship services on New Year's Eve. And these services were a way of gathering together with your community to celebrate the new year with song and prayer and your loved ones. But that tradition underwent a big change on January 1st, 1863, because that was the day that the Emancipation Proclamation went into effect, outlawing slavery. And so that New Year's Eve, abolitionists and slaves all over the country gathered to celebrate the coming of freedom at dawn, at daybreak on New Year's Day. And so they had a special New Year's Eve that night that's been called Freedom's Eve. Many African-American churches still have these services on New Year's Eve that are called watch night services. And Yonder Come Day is a traditional watch night song that's sung in celebration of New Year's, of new beginnings, and of newfound freedoms. Let's sing once through together. Yonder come day, day is a breaking. Yonder come day, oh my soul. Yonder come day, day is a breaking. Sun is arising in my soul.
An awe so quiet, I don't know when it began. A gratitude had begun to sing in me. Was there some moment dividing song from no song? When does dewfall begin? When does night fold its arms over our hearts to cherish them? When is daybreak?
Until I heard this poem for the first time, it had never really occurred to me to think about when exactly daybreak comes. I had watched the sun rise, but I had never really thought about whether daybreak is once the sky turns a softer shade of dark, or whether it's the moment where you can first just barely see the sun glimmer above the horizon, or whether it's when you can finally see the whole of that giant yellow star above the horizon and rising into the blue sky. When exactly is daybreak? And thinking of the history of the song, I asked myself a similar question of when exactly are we free? Is it when we've finally grown up and become fully self-sufficient, or is it when we've learned to ask others for help? When exactly are we free? Is it when we find security in a few more possessions, or is it when we find security in a community like this that takes care of us? Is it when we outlaw slavery on paper, or is it when we start to look around at the ways that there's still so much inequality that affects us and our lives and pushes us apart from each other and damages our relationships, inequality in the prison system and in our education system and in our banking system and transit system and on are we free when we finally begin to look around us and see all of these systems that push us apart and decide that we'll turn in the other direction and take action to be together and to form a more whole community? I think we take a little step towards freedom every time we take those actions and every time that we gather to worship in communities like this and recommit ourselves to building the kind of world that we would want to live in. Let's sing it three times through this time like you mean it. Please rise in body or spirit. Here we go.
Yonder come day, day is a breaking. Yonder come day, oh my soul. Yonder come day, day is a breaking. Sun is arising in my soul. A little bit louder. Yonder come day, day is a breaking. Yonder come day, oh my soul. Yonder come day, day is a breaking. Sun is arising in my soul. One more time. Yonder come day, day is a breaking. Yonder come day, oh my soul. Yonder come day, day is a breaking. Sun is arising in my soul. Sun is arising slowly. Sun is arising in my soul. Let's take a deep breath. You may be seated as you exhale.
And you may rise to join me in our movement prayer. Let's gather and connect our energy tonight. And so I invite you to breathe and to move and to feel the deep connection between each other, with yourself, with the earth. And so we breathe in to our core. And we exhale and breathe in the blessings to our heart. Breathe them out to those around us. Breathing back into our heart. Breathing out to the earth. Back to our core. Exhale. And please remain standing as we prepare to sing Tango Said. We sang this the first night. My soul thirsts for you. I can't remember. It was really an elegant moment there, wasn't it? I thirst for you, O fountain of love. Your love is freedom. Hal will play it through once, after I give you the pronunciation, and then we'll sing it through three times. Tango sed de ti, o fuente del amor, tango sed de ti, tu amor es libertad.
middle section will begin, then this section your right, and then this section over here, and hopefully I can remember to cue in all those places. Gathered here. Let's see what note. That'll be our first note. Here we go. Gathered here in the mystery of the hour. We light the chalice, the symbol of our faith, with these words. So please join me in speaking these words. All this music, one song, many stars, one flame. Tonight we're going to hear a story that is an adaptation of a story. That story is called This Is Our House by Michael Rosen. Now, you remember a couple nights ago I said that all stories are true. Some just happen to take place at a certain time. And some are true for bigger and deeper reasons. This is one of the latter, bigger, deeper reasons. This story will give us a little bit of insight into the origins of racism and other oppressions. This story shows us that it all begins with a little bit of privilege and a little bit of power. Privilege and power, who doesn't want that? But the problem is that we like to keep it all to ourselves and keep other people out. And we do something that is called othering people. And we decide they're not like us. So I'm plump, you're thin, you're not like me at all. I wear glasses, you don't. This is a glasses club. And we do this all the time. And we have to learn how to undo that. And this story will help us to get there. So I invite the SI players and Reverend Melissa up to tell us a story.
George was in the house. The house is mine and no one else is coming in, George said. It's not your house, George, said Lindy. It belongs to everyone. No, it doesn't, said George. This house is all for me. Lindy went for a walk over to the swings. It's not George's house, is it? Asked Lindy. Of course it isn't, said Marley. Lindy and Marley walked over to look in the window. It's not your house, George, and we're coming in. Oh, no, you're not, said George. This house isn't for girls. Freddie was walking past with Kitty. I've come to put Kitty to bed, said Freddie. You can't, said George. This house isn't for big people like you. Freddie took Kitty for a ride in the car. Jasmine fixed the front wheel of the car. George won't let me and Kitty in the house, said Freddie. Jasmine and Freddie and Kitty headed straight for the house. Stop right there, said George. We're coming in to fix the fridge, said Jasmine. Oh, no, you're not, said George. This house isn't for people with different eyes than mine. Luther's jumbo jet landed in the house. He went to get it. Where do you think you're going, said George. Flight 505 has crashed, said Luther. I'm coming in for the rescue. Fire, fire, woo, woo. You're not coming in here, said George. This house isn't for people with two dads like you. This house isn't for people with glasses like you. Luther radioed for help. Calling Dr. Sophie, calling Dr. Sophie. Come in, Dr. Sophie. Can I help you, said Sophie. We can't get to the plane, doctor. Leave it to me, said Sophie. Sophie and Luther pushed through the crowd. Make way for the doctor, said Luther. We're coming in, said Sophie. Oh, no, you're not, said George. This house isn't for people with two dads like you. Tyrone had a plan. I'm going to tunnel in. He poked his head under the house. Go away, said George. This is my house. Well, this is my tunnel, said Tyrone. Well, tunnel somewhere else, said George. This house isn't for people with brown skin. It was getting very noisy around the house now and very hot. And George needed to go to the bathroom. I'm going to leave my house now, said George, and no one can get in it when I'm gone. George went to the bathroom. Lindy, Marley, Freddie, Jasmine, Luther, Sophie, and Tyrone went straight for the house. George came back. There was no room for him. This house isn't for small boys with freckles, said Lindy. George started to shout. George started to cry. George started to stamp his feet and kick the wall. Then he stopped. He looked. I know, he said. This house is for small boys with freckles, and for girls, and for big people, and for people with different eyes than mine, and for people with glasses, and for kids with two dads, and for people with brown skin. Because, shouted Lindy, Marley, Freddie, Jasmine, Luther, Sophie, and Tyrone,
That was my kind of house. I live in a very large house in Boston based on UU values called the Lucy Stone Co-op. I think I'm going to have to share that story with our house. There's 14 of us that live together, cook and clean together, and share bathrooms together and all of those things. Some among us Unitarian Universalists, when asked about our faith, we say that Unitarian Universalism is a faith where you can believe whatever you want, and whatever individual path you happen to walk on your own is yours to do, and there's no one to tell you different. But some among us also say that Unitarian Universalism is a faith of relationship, not just of going at it on our own, but of being in community, in covenantal community with one another. If that's your experience, would you say covenantal community out loud right now? So I'm not alone. I'm in that second camp there, that I think relationship is at the heart of our faith as Unitarian Universalists. And for us, it's more sacred to us than any scripture that we read. It's more sacred to us than any ritual that we partake in on Sunday morning. Any singing, even, or communion, how we are with one another, how we are in covenant together. And because this is such a central part of Unitarian Universalism, our faith community has made this commitment over the years to become an anti-racist, anti-oppressive, and multicultural community, which is an incredible gift and challenge for those of us who are musicians in this faith. Because it's an opportunity to reach out and build relationships and build bridges with other communities and bring in styles of music and song and drums, to be sure, from all over the globe and to learn together. Our fourth principle calls us to a free and responsible search for truth and meaning. And music is one of the real gifts of how we walk that path and do that journey of the fourth principle together. But I also try to remember, as I travel around the country and get to visit churches and try out different songs and different kinds of music with people, that music can be the door that welcomes us into the house of another culture. But it's also important to remember that we can't mistake the door for the whole house. That music is an element of a people's culture and a people's story, but it's not their whole story. The house is the whole story of a people. And music can introduce us to that, but it's not enough for us to say that we have a relationship just by borrowing a song or two. I would ask you, did this Yonder Come Day song feel differently the last time we sang it after you knew a little bit more about it than the first time we sang it? Was that the case for you? That was the case for me as I learned the story over a period of time. I wanted to tell you some other stories about some music that I really love. One is the story of a man named Solomon Linda, who was a pop star in South Africa in the 30s. And in 1939, he recorded this great song called Mbube, M-B-U-B-E. And it goes like this. Mbube, 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 Mbube. Does that sound familiar? So he recorded this song, and it traveled, and this recording traveled around the globe until someone by the name of Pete Seeger, have you heard of him? Heard the song and recorded it, but I'll tell you that Pete's Zulu wasn't so good, and so he wrote it down as Wimowe, which you may have heard of. And you heard about it because once Pete Seeger, who had this incredible market, this huge audience in the United States, once he recorded that song and began to play it, then it traveled all over the globe in a whole new way. And since then, over the last 60 or 70 years, dozens and dozens of other artists have recorded it, including people like Disney. And millions and millions and millions of dollars have been made in royalties, almost exclusively to white Western musicians. Because nobody ever really told the story, the whole story of the song, and nobody ever talked about Solomon Linda back in South Africa. So a number of years ago, when he passed away, his wife didn't have enough money for a headstone for his grave. Because there are these systems that I talked about that keep us apart, that track us down different places. For me, it was my whiteness meant that I was more likely to survive my birth. It meant that I was less likely to get punished in school when I did something wrong. It meant that the police let me go with a warning that one time. It meant that I was more likely to be in honors classes. There was the other time the police let me go with a warning. And then the other time. The way that racism and sexism and all these other isms keep us apart, they separate us and they track us into different places, and they keep us from building the kind of house that we want to live in that welcomes everybody. And the thing is, even someone like Pete Seeger, who is so dedicated to building a covenantal world, it didn't really matter whether his intention was there or not, because sometimes the effect of our actions can just follow into this stream of separation, this stream of isms that we are swimming in. Eventually, Pete Seeger did start to look at all of the world music he had done over the years and all of the communities that had contributed to his career and his music and his joy in celebrating world music. And so a number of years ago, he began to figure out which songs had come from where and to send royalties back to the families of artists all over the world. And when he couldn't find the artist, he would just send it to organizations doing good work in the communities or the countries where those songs came from. And so he tried to seek out these ways that we could take steps together in community to try to right the imbalances that exist between us. Another example of this kind of sharing of music is a song called Charlie on the MTA. Do you know this one? He'll never return, no, he'll never return. And Charlie was trapped on the MTA, on the subway. Do you know why? He didn't have a dime because the subway system had raised the fares, and you had to pay a dime, a nickel, a dime, to get off of the subway, and so he was trapped. And so this was a song written in protest of the subway system that was making the public transit less accessible for the people of Boston. What's amazing about this song is that a couple years ago, the now MBTA made Charlie their mascot for the whole subway system and put his face on all the cards, which are now called Charlie cards, which I have in my wallet. And they did that at the same time that they raised fares on the subway system, even while communities of color and working class communities across our city were protesting the fare hikes. And so they took that song for their own purpose. And whether they did that intentionally or not, I don't know. But we can sometimes do that in our services, too. Sometimes we take a song for our purposes, and we don't always pay attention to the purposes of the people that created it. Isai Barnwell is a singer of Sweet Honey in the Rock, and I had a gig with her a couple years ago at a General Assembly. And while we were getting ready for it, she talked about the African perspective of music, which is that in Africa, music always has a function. It has a purpose. It's never just aesthetic, which is very different than the European tradition of music, that it's just about how it sounds and how that experience is. But in Africa, there's always a purpose. And I think that's a tough challenge for us as Unitarian Universalists, because if we take a song from another tradition, if we take a South African song, for instance, that was a protest song or a civil rights song or a sacred song, and if we put it into a service in a Protestant liturgy where normally there would be a Bach cantata, then how are we addressing the function of that music? Or are we treating it just like any other piece of music? And so that's a tough thing for us to think about. And it comes up particularly when I think we sing songs of civil rights and songs of justice. Two ministers were sitting in a congregation one time. One minister was a woman of color, and the other was a younger white man. And the woman of color said to him as they began to sing this song in church, they were singing No More Auction Block for Me. And she said, "Now why would a congregation of white people sing No More Auction Block for Me? This drives me crazy every time." And he turned around and said, "Well, you know, my people were on that auction block too. But we had a different role there. And I don't want to get back on that auction block. And so I have a role to play in getting off of it. And it's a different role. I have a different job to do. But I have a job to do. And this is a song that can help remind me of the work that is before me." I think that's the same thing for how we talk about songs like We Shall Overcome, What is it that we're trying to overcome? What is the tradition that we're coming out of? And how can we set a context of worship? And how can we create a community that is so engaged in justice that the music is, first of all, a reflection of the work we're already doing and a call to help us move forward together? Let's sing one of those songs now. We're going to finish with a song called Peace, Salam, Shalom. This is by Emma's Revolution, an incredible duo that travels the country. Yeah, it sounds like you know them, huh? They're pretty dreamy. They travel the country singing for protests and in UU churches mostly, and they also just sang, I got to perform with them at Justice General Assembly while we looked out over the stream of thousands of Unitarian Universalists gathered at the gates of Sheriff Joe's tent city in Phoenix. And we sang where the people being detained for the color of their skin, people that were being held there in incredible heat, people that we were being embarrassed on television so that Joe could raise up his ego and his political capital in the city. Those people could hear us when we sang, and it was a whole other experience to sing songs of justice together when we came together as a denomination with a unified purpose and with a clear focus so that we could raise up our values into the public sphere and take action in our faith together, building the kind of covenantal community that we want to be a part of. Let's sing together, shall we? Figure this out. Peace, salam, shalom. Peace, salam, shalom. Peace, salam, shalom. Peace, salam, shalom. Give that a try. Peace, salam, shalom. Peace, salam, shalom. Peace, salam, shalom. Peace, salam, shalom. Please rise in body or spirit. Peace, salam, shalom. Peace, salam, shalom. Peace, salam, shalom. Peace, salam, shalom. A little bit louder. Here you go. Peace, salam. A little bit louder. Peace, salam, shalom. Peace, salam, shalom. Peace, salam, shalom. Peace, salam, shalom. Ooh. Ooh.
Ooh. O source of peace, lead us to peace, a peace profound and true. Lead us to a healing, to mastery of all that drives us to war within ourselves and with others. May our deeds inscribe us in the book of life and blessing and righteousness and peace. O source of peace, bless us with peace and make us the peacemakers.
Go sing out like you sing in the shower. Peace, salam, shalom.